Every voice, every story holds a key. Together we rise in synergy. Different faces, different pain, different stories, same refrain. Trying to find a place to stand, trying to feel a guiding hand. What you say and what you mean, life somewhere in between. Every action has a cause, every heart behind the walls. If we listen, we can hear it. If we look, we can see it. There's a pattern in the soul. Every piece can make us whole. So the power of synergy, understanding you and me. Every difference, every truth leads us back to something new.
Welcome to the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona, and if you want to call into the station to ask a question, it is going to be open phone lines for the entire hour because I have a special guest today. I have been married for 32 years, and I have been a coach for over 20 years. I teach people how to be with people, but you know what? They don't always believe what I say. And so when I tell them, not only do I preach something very different from conventional modern American psychotherapy, but I practice what I preach. And that's pretty exciting too, that after 32 years, my husband and I are still really good friends and we're still going strong romantically. People don't really believe it, but I've been begging him to come on to the show to tell people that I'm not blowing smoke. So if you want to go ahead and give the station a call, 888-627-6008. My producer will answer the phone and you can go ahead and stay on theme to what I'm going to be asking my husband. But if you have another question that doesn't really relate to what we're talking about at any moment, that's okay too. Because again, I don't think he's ever going to do this again for me. So may I just say, honey, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Okay. And now what I want to explain to my audience, We've been talking about relationships on BBS, right, for 7 years now, I believe. I've been with BBS Radio for 7 years, but synergy, it's a concept. It's not necessarily something that you can read the word in a definition on a screen or in a dictionary and go, oh yeah, no, I know what that means in my daily life. What does it mean? It means we empower each other. And I always tell my clients and my students three principles. Number one, there is no neutral energy. You are either positive or you are negative. Number two, there's no inertia. You're either moving towards someone, you're moving away from them, or you're moving with them. That means you have to be aware of what you're doing at all times. And then the most important one, power comes with responsibility. We have personal power, not only in our energy and our movement, but our impact on other people. We do have an impact on people. So do you believe that you are responsible for the impact that you have on people? Now, when I talk about synergy, I like to use numbers because, yes, that's just my personality. I was doing math in like second grade on an algebra level because numbers fascinated me. But thinking about it in terms of relationships, let's say each person is worth a different number, right? On a scale of 1 to 10, let's say one person, well, I'm only a 3. Well, the other person is a 5. Okay. Well, when we combine, we synergize, we don't become 8. We don't even become 15. We either become 3 to the 5th power or 5 to the 3rd power. What's the difference? 5 to the 3rd power is 125. 3 to the 5th power is 243. That's even more. So think about this, ladies and gentlemen, if you're saying I'm only a 3, if you unite with someone, that means you synchronize and you synergize. You can become 243, not just 3 anymore. But that's a discipline. So when we get together and someone could say, well, you know what? I'm a 5. I'm more important. So I'm going to be the base. Well, but 5 to the 3rd power is only 125. Give someone in your life that you're synchronizing with the influence, the ability to enable and facilitate the quality of what you do, because quality is more important than quantity. Oh, okay, wait a minute. So then that means different people have different skills and talents and strengths and abilities. And I always tell people it's very important to know how to maximize the good. That means you are utilizing what you both have, or add another number in there. Heck, let's add another three. How about 3 + 5 to the 3rd power? That's 512. Okay, see, that just doubled because we added one more three person. Three isn't even an impressive number. But for the people that are around you watching the work that you accomplish when you synchronize, they are impacted in a positive way, unless you're doing negative things. So thinking about what you have the capacity to do and what other people have the capacity to do, get to know the people that you're with. Okay, so now my husband and I have been married for 32 years. And again, the number, if you want to call in, 888-627-6008. I'm going to start at the very beginning. I met him when I was 16 years old, and he was 26, I believe, when I met him. But let's just get a little bit of your background, honey. Where were you born?
I was born in Mexico.
Okay, what part of Mexico? That's a pretty big
Tijuana,
country.
Tijuana, okay. Mexico, south of San Diego, California.
When did you come to the United States?
Off and on all my life. I decided to stay when I was turned 16.
How much English did you speak?
None.
Okay.
So
you were ready to just take on the world at the ripe old age of 16. Yes. Now, you came from something of a large family. And it's funny, I tell people, because I'm in Phoenix here, that Mexicans, they like to have lots of babies. How many children did your mother have?
15.
And what number in the...
Number 8.
Okay.
The trouble child.
The middle problem child. I wouldn't say trouble, honey. You were a problem child. But you know what? Let's talk about this now. When you had 7 younger brothers and sisters, what were you doing as a young child?
Well, helping my mother, you know, how to take care of the younger ones.
Yeah.
Doing chores for her. Just helping her out, because it was about the... The girls in the family were born last, so we had to help her with tasks around the house.
The boys were changing diapers. You were changing diapers,
yeah.
And you were cooking and cleaning.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just say when you came to this country and you didn't really know what you were doing, literally until it happened, you had a life kind of in California, but then you moved to Washington State. How old were you when you moved to Washington?
It was 1990, so 25.
Okay, so if you were
25,
then you'd had a few years not only of life experience as an infant and pubescent, but then as a man in this country, it was a very different lifestyle. The mentality here when it came to relationships, you'd had more than a few relationships because you worked in a bar in San Diego. Yes. You were a bartender. You can learn a lot of conversational ability at that point. But you had made a lifestyle choice to live by higher standards. And that's actually where I met you. We met in a congregation. I didn't speak a word of Spanish, but you know what? I saw you were very good looking. And I thought, I think I want to learn Spanish because that's a good language to learn. But how long did it take us to actually start dating?
2 years.
2 years, because I thought, you know, you were from Mexico. Mexicans marry 12, 13-year-olds, but...
Not anymore. That used to be the case. You know, a little bit older now.
But you know. How long did we actually date before we got married?
4 months.
Okay, 4 months. That means we were aware of each other socially for about a year and a half, but I think it was actually 5 months.
Five months.
But the fact is... We knew that we wanted to marry each other. We just needed to make sure before we signed on the bottom line of the contract of till death do us part. We both agreed that marriage was till death do us part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, we had each our own personal standards separate from each other that when we got together, we knew were not negotiable. Some people in relationships believe that if other person in the relationship, if the other person is being destructive or hurtful to them, that that gives them a right to be destructive and hurtful back. But what did our standards, because we were Christian at the time, what did our standards tell us?
Well, that, how should I say, that, just be patient, and whenever there's problems arise, you talk about it, and you deal with it.
There you go.
You just can't go off and by yourself and try to solve things that, if it involves somebody else, then how can you fix it? You have to do it together.
There you go. And that, I know you're not going to use the word synchronize, but you can only synergize when you work together. Yeah. If you are not moving towards someone or away from them, you're moving with them. That's where you create success. Okay, so again, the number to the station is 888-627-6008. Now, I'm going to take a real quick break, but when we come back, I'm going to really get into what marriage is about. We're going to take a break. This is BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona talking about the power of synergy.
It's the power of synergy. Flag unfurled. What you think is black and white might be someone else's light. Read between the lines they speak. There's a strength inside the weak, not just who we show outside. There's a deeper truth inside. If we learn to understand, we can finally take a stand, not against but side by side, with awareness as our guide. The power.
Welcome back to The Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona, and the number to the station is 888-627-6008. Now, I introduced my husband of now 32 years, and I'm going to be talking about a couple different principles when it comes to marriage. People in this country kind of wrote off the institution of marriage in the 80s. It kind of fizzled out, started to fizzle out in the 70s when everyone was sleeping around and relationships were kind of a fluid concept. But you know what? Here's the bottom line. Divorce became so prevalent that it all but disappeared. People did not want to do the work of courting and then signing a contract, because in the event that they did divorce, it was a very expensive process. And I believe, again, my listeners, they know how I feel about feminism. It just didn't really do women a whole lot of good. Politically, it might have been successful because it helped them reach their secular and monetary goals, but socially it didn't strengthen or facilitate their synergy with men. It didn't make them better partners and more upbuilding sources of the energy. The fact is, men and women do need each other. I liken them to body parts. Women are like hands, men are like feet. Yeah, you can pick things up with your feet, but not real well. And yeah, you can walk on your hands, but not very long. We kind of forgot what roles we play in society. And then our competition, our political angst almost undermined our ability to connect with each other and get that harmony going. So again, 888-627-6008. Let me ask my husband here. Now, we come again, Tijuana, Mexico. I call it Sodom and Gomorrah of the northern end, because that, honey, where you grew up, there was a lot of less than ideal circumstances. It was not the picturesque.
Yes. That one.
So you saw a lot of immoral behavior, but you still chose to live a lifestyle based on a certain standard.
Yes.
Moral standard. So, honey, when we got married, that was the first time you and I had ever slept together.
Yes.
And we were in a hotel room because the people that that knew us did not want us to get married. Why did we literally have to elope? What was it like?
Was it like? Well, it was fun and tiring because I drove all night, but it was actually like an adventure, you know?
But we didn't need the cake and the dress and the
No,
200
no,
people.
no.
The only thing that you and I really agreed on was that we needed a really good pig because you taught me
Yeah.
that Mexicans what?
We love to eat, party, and eat pig.
Yes, you guys know how to party. And when we got together, you know, if I had actually had a wedding with people there who did not want me to marry you and they did not agree with you marrying me, that would have made the one of the most important days in my life very negative.
Yeah, definitely.
And I would 32 years later still be angry about the most important day in my life.
Yeah.
When you literally pulled over onto the side of the road and I said, "Do you want to marry me or don't you?" And you said, "Yes, where do you want to go?" You took action. And
Yeah.
that was exciting. And I had absolutely no idea what was going to happen. But at the same time, we agreed and we were both in good spirits about it. Now, when we came back and the stuff hit the fan and we had a lot of social, backlash we had.
Yes.
But the fact that we were together, okay, that's what mattered. Now, one of my favorite jokes that I know you've heard our son say it, but I'm going to say it again, is the computer's gender. In Spanish, computer is, well, in Spanish, words are masculine or feminine. They don't say the, they say el or la. And one of the students, it was an adult class, said, "Is it el computador or la computadora?" And the teacher said, "Well, do you think it's more like a man or a woman?" And he said, "Never mind, I retract the question." She said, "No, let's do this as a game. Women over here, men over there. Tell me if you think this thing is a guy or a gal." Well, the men got out a pen and paper and started writing down a list of all the reasons why it was female. And the teacher said, "Okay, wait a minute, stop, stop. What are you writing down?" They said, "This thing's a chick for four reasons. Number one, only their creator understands their logic. Number two, they speak a language only they can interpret. Number three, they store every mistake you ever make in long-term memory. And number four, half your paycheck goes to their accessories." And the lady said, "Okay, ladies, I'm drowning. Save me here." The women said, "No, this thing's a guy. We'll tell you why. We got four reasons too. Number one, they won't do anything for you if they're not turned on. Number two, you can give them information all day long, but they're never going to think for themselves. Number three, they claim to solve all your problems. But you know what? In real life, when push comes to shove, they're usually the damn problem. And most importantly, number four, you know, if you had just waited 6 months, you could have had a better one." Okay. Now, honey, people love that joke because there is truth to it. But fundamentally, it's the attitude, the negativity, women and men, the frustration. When you and I got together, we agreed that, you know what, we were going to ignore what people from where you were coming from were telling you, what people where I was coming from were telling me. We were going to figure it out ourselves. When we moved in together, how long did it take us just to synchronize in our life?
Well, it really didn't take long because, first of all, what it helps out is that you and I view things almost in the same way.
Right?
So that helped out a lot, even though I'm from a different culture and you're than yours, and my family's values are different than your family's values, that it actually helped us out. Helped us out being in, like you said,
Synchronicity.
synchronicity.
Yeah.
So that helped out a lot, and that's why we are where we are.
Because we were in a good mood
Yeah.
with each other. And again, that goes back to there's no neutral energy. You're either positive or you're negative. And honey, how much did we talk?
A lot
About what?
about everything,
All the time.
all the time. Yeah.
Yes.
It was pretty interesting.
But the fact is, and this is one of the things that I really didn't appreciate that. You know, well, I never knew, or if you loved me, you would know. I would actually tell you. And instead of getting angry with you for not knowing, I would just tell you. And
Yeah.
sometimes when we had to agree about things like the principle of headship, do you know that in this country, when I would tell the women in my secular environment that I was a submissive wife, oh man, the flack that I got. all that meant was that when it was time to make a decision, if you and I didn't agree, I would still work with you and I would let you have the final say.
Yes.
Honey, in 32 years, how many times have you needed to say, no, I'm going to do what I want. I don't care what you say. I have the final say and I'm going to inflict my power over you. How many times
God,
in 32 years?
I want to say about three or four.
Right? And I don't even remember what they were.
Me neither.
Because if we're talking about everything, then you know that I know that you know that I know what we both know.
Yeah.
We can talk about the things that we might disagree about, but we can find something that will work for both of us, right? And if there ever really was a principle that I think was the best for our marriage, was don't go to bed angry, okay?
Yeah, that's a big one. Yeah.
Getting in a good mood. People say they're okay, but they're not really
No, they're
okay.
not okay, no.
And they don't talk about what's not okay, but an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. We know people that have been married for 30 plus years and they don't like to be together.
No, not at all. It's sad.
When
It
we,
really is.
it is, when we deliver food together for Uber Eats, how much fun do we have?
I actually had a lot of fun. It was
See?
an adventure. It was pretty cool.
But let me ask you this. If I didn't analyze and understand ESTP, which is your personality profile, how bad would I have been?
Really bad.
Okay, because I don't know
Yeah.
anything.
No, but you understand my personality very well. You know, a lot of people don't. They don't even take the time. Not because they don't want to, just they just don't know how to read people. That's it.
But you have an ability as a sensory perceiver, you can be around people and read their body language. I have to ask
Yes.
people questions. So I was interrogating you a lot
All the time.
because I wanted to make sure that what I was reading was
You
accurate.
felt like the KGB got a hold of me.
But wasn't it worth putting up
No,
with?
it no. Yes.
And answering all my questions. Honey, how
Yes.
many men, if the women would just ask them, what can I do to make it easier for you? How many men would be just fine answering their questions?
Lot. I mean,
I think most.
most guys is just how do you ask the question?
There we go. Now, so we're going to take another break. I'm so glad you said that. We're going to take a next break. Again, the number is 888-627-6008. We're going to take another break real quick. When we come back, we're going to delve into that beautiful topic. This is the Power of Synergy on BBS.
In the silence, there's a reason. In the chaos, there's a meaning.
Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona, and now we're going to get into actually personal stuff, very specific stuff, because what I've basically been talking about is conceptually principles that are universal. But you know what? In our situation, I'm an INTP. I know not all my listeners know what that means, but you can go to my website and get your profile. And my husband is an ESTP. Now, there's two principles that I always tell people in marriage. Opposites attract. Okay, but birds of a feather flock together. You have to know what you are similar in and what you are different in because, in order to synchronize, that will help you synergize. You have to know each other's strengths and weaknesses. You have to know their gifts and talents, but your own limitations. So you can say to your partner, your life partner, I want to live with you. I actually want to be with you throughout the day because no matter what comes up, we can resolve it because we know how to maximize what you have to utilize and employ what I have in the most successful way. I think an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, but you know what? There are going to be problems that inevitably do come up. So when they do, how do you fix those problems? All right, let's just talk about some of the basic differences. Honey, you come from Mexico. You come from Tijuana, Mexico. I come from Washington State, USA. They could not be more different. Where you come from, women have certain things they do. Men have certain things they do. Yeah. How much of either of those things did you or I do when we moved in together after we got a home from our honeymoon?
Not really. Not really.
Not any.
No.
Okay.
No.
First of all, because as a sensory perceiver, you have an ability to do things that, man, are unbelievable. What was the most exciting thing to you when we were trying to clean the kitchen and what did I absolutely love that you did for me?
Well, you couldn't find the dustpan, so I picked up this newspaper. I got the edge wet and then I put it on the ground and swept it, all the dust in and everything. So, and that you thought it was the greatest thing in the universe at that moment.
Honey, you the side of the newspaper stuck to the ground, so you didn't even have to move it back. That's what excited me because I hate with the dustpan, you have to keep moving it back. And then you could throw it away, so I didn't even have to store it. Do you know, as an INTP, that just solved three more problems in addition to the dust on the ground. Oh my God, honey, that just was like so. Then that was the foundation for, you know what? No matter what happens in our life, I know that you can be resourceful because you're intelligent and because you come from a world where you literally had to create solutions. You had to produce your own alternative methods. So I knew, okay, now I got this is good. There are no rules here about how to be. I was not taught how to cook. You wanted me to cook for you. You wanted me to cook for you. What was it like watching me cook?
It was very painful.
Was
It's very painful.
Why?
Because you, how should I say? It's like you didn't even know how to hold the spatula.
I didn't.
You know,
I
you didn't
didn't.
even know how to cut a vegetable. So I'm like, what's going on here? So
Right?
there you are.
And changing the baby's diapers.
I had to teach you all of that, how to bathe them. House to, you know.
Because in this country, women are told you have to beat men. You have to be the president.
Yeah, I remember those.
Okay? And it's not about having a job at a Fortune 500 company, it was owning one. And that if you were barefoot, pregnant, and in the kitchen, you were not a real woman. You were a disappointment to our gender, right? If you were barefoot, pregnant, and in the kitchen, everything I had was out of a can or a box in the microwave. See? But when we were figuring out peaceful coexistence, that's not just about putting up with each other.
No.
It's about actually being okay with each other
Yeah,
and
that's the big one right there.
liking each other. And how many men, and this is another thing that I bring up with my audience, how many men are detached or disconnected? Because I've always said if a man wants to be on the corner of a roof alone instead of in bed with me, that means there's something wrong with my marriage.
Something very, very wrong.
But how many men where you come from know that they're not gonna have a good relationship with the woman that they live with? They're just gonna put up with her.
Well, the culture is like that, you know. It's not whether you're happy or not. It's, are you functioning the way you were taught about being a husband or a wife, about marriage, about kids? You are taught those things from the get-go, so you have a way to follow, and that's what you're judged by, not by your relationship, not by you. It's just different. It's
But
just very different than here.
But then if they don't really talk to each other about things,
they cannot talk to each other. That's what it is. They just function the way you've been taught by our culture.
and that didn't really look good to you.
Never, never.
Okay.
Ever since I know who I am, ever since I know life, I looked at things and they did not make sense to me. So that's why I decided, let's go try the US, because in movies things like
Yes.
that, it was different, the way they would talk to each other on TV. I wanted to see if that was real or not, so I came here, and here I am, because I wanted something different than that style of life.
And when women were supposed to do certain things and men were supposed to do certain things, but honey, you're amazing at woman things. And honey, I'm sorry, but you can cook and clean and do dishes, but you can also do male things
Of course.
because male to me is about provide and protect. Okay, you know what? Let's just take a step back, okay? Because I didn't even do this. How much education did you get? How many years of college did you get? When did you
No
graduate?
college.
When did you graduate high school?
Well, I didn't graduate high school. When my mother brought me here to San Diego. And she said, "Nope, you're staying here with your brother." And I'm like, "Well, okay, I want to go to school." But my brother said, "No, you have to work." I'm like, "Okay." So I had to teach myself English. I never went to school for it at all.
Okay.
So, but I got my GED, I want to say about 10 years ago, something
Okay.
like that.
So that means that we had been married for about 22 years when you got your GED. When we were dating and I was at my mom's house, you were hanging out with her. I had Jeopardy on and I was walking in and out of the room. What would you do every time I would get ready to say an answer on Jeopardy?
I would beat you to
Okay, so
it. It was the right answer. I mean,
World, could you beat me at Jeopardy if you never went to school?
well, I always liked to read and to study.
Yeah.
That was going to be one of my goals in life. Find an apartment or a house close to a college and just take all the classes that they had, because I wanted to be a student for the rest of my life. Because I like to read and be informed. I do not like to be walking around without knowing what's going on. So, that helped me out a lot. I've always had a very curious mind.
And I knew when we were dating that I would hated you and I wanted to kill you every time you beat me. But I was very attracted to you because that's important in marriage. You have to want to continue to learn, and that's how you can work together. Okay, so we're going to take another break. And again, the number is 888-627-6008. This is the Power of Synergy on BBS.
Same words, different meaning. Same moment, different seeing. You think it's them, they think it's you. But there's a deeper point of view. You said it straight, they took it wrong. Now you're wondering what went on. Same sentence, different weight. Now you're standing in debate. You call it honest, they feel hit. You move fast, they need to sit. You think silence means they don't care. They think space means you're aware. It's not the words, it's how they land. It's not the fight, it's what they can't explain in ways you recognize. 'Cause you're not seeing through their eyes. That's the power of sin, the power of synergy. Understanding what you don't see. Same words, but a different code. Different minds on a different road. That's the power.
When it finally clicks, not about wrong, not about. Welcome back to The Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona, a relationship coach. I've been in business for about 22 years, telling people how to make their relationships healthy and happy and strong. And I've been telling people the tricks that my husband and I have to not only stay on the same page, but stay in a good mood. And a lot of people said, that's really nice for you to preach to me, but you're like a marital counselor. $10 says you're not really doing what you say, and I would love to hear your husband's side of the story. So I'm letting my husband tell his side of the story today. And if you have any questions that you would want to ask him about the things that we do, I'm going to get even more specific about how an ESTP and an INTP can get together in marriage and what that means for the rest of the world in principle. The number is 888-627-6008. That's the number to the station. Okay, so now, honey, we were talking about how you are a very smart man, even though you didn't go to school, and you have a lot of amazing abilities, but it was about our attitude. If I had been like the women where you come from, or like the women where I come from, they play emotional games, and they use psychological warfare, and they just detach and disconnect, and they have an alternate lifestyle. When you and I were dating each other, you actually asked me a question about infidelity. Do you remember the question you asked me about your, if you were ever unfaithful?
Well, yeah. What would you do if I was ever unfaithful?
What would I do? Like, you basically said, would you forgive me? Okay. And I said, well, of course I would. First of all, because you're Mexican and all Mexicans cheat. Second, because if we have a good marriage, I'm not going to be stupid and throw it away for one stupid mistake that as a man you're going to make, because women in my life told me that all men are stupid. And then, you know what? If you were honest with me, that's what matters. But what was your response when you said, really?
Well, that was wrong. You know, that I feel like I wouldn't be able to be with you anymore, because you don't, in my mind, you don't accidentally do something like that. Okay. Oh, it was a mistake. No, it's something that you want to do. I mean, unless somebody drugs you or gets you drunk or whatever, but
then it's not you.
Then it's not you, you know, but when it is you, then it's you. You can forgive, but that stain is going to be there whether you like it or not. And I don't believe in that at all.
And that infidelity is not accidental. What you told me was, if I'm with another woman, it means I'm not with you anymore. And I thought, oh my God, that's insane. I didn't know that. First of all, men are not stupid people, okay? They actually know exactly what they're doing, and they have the ability to make a good or bad choice. And if they love you enough, they will do the work. What that means is you need to be the kind of woman that isn't going to make him want to be with another woman. That's a very simple principle. Okay, but then what that means is when we're living life in a daily way with each other, there were other things that I saw that were not true. You know what? Men apologized to women a lot when they were not really sorry. That was their way of shutting women up and making them go away. And so what's my rule that I set up with us around sorry?
Well, sorry that I am not sorry.
There you go. Okay. You at least have to be honest with me. You don't have to be sorry, because you know what? There's going to be times when we don't agree.
Yeah, but at
least be honest with me that you're not sorry. And see, I can accept that, because I'm not going to change your mind. As an ESTP, you are very good at being sensory. I can't be sensory to save my life. I'm really, really bad at it. And I can be intuitive in my sleep, but for you, it's like running uphill barefoot in the snow. And so there are going to be times when we just hit an impasse, and we're going to be, you know, we're going to have to agree to disagree. But you know that I know that you know that I know that you know what we're disagreeing about, because we know everything about every detail that we disagree about. And that's why it's important to go to bed in a good mood.
Yes.
And I have things that I do that keep me in a good mood. Macario, let me ask you this. How many men, if a woman came up to him and said, this will put me in a very good quality emotional state, How many men would say, no, I don't want you to do it?
No, I mean, most men would want to do that because we just want peace at home. We want to come
Right.
home from work and we deal with the world, we deal with other men or whatever. And coming home to something like that is like, well, how am I going to escape from this world? So when, or this situation, but when women tell us or they say, you know what, this is what I need. We're willing to do that just to keep the peace. And if we love you, then we will work on that as much as we can.
And so the things that I do, like stretching every day, sometimes it takes longer than other times. Sometimes it's Sudoku,
Yeah.
but the fact is, it's good quality. It's good quality improvement of who I am and how I am
Yeah.
so that I am in a genuinely good mood when I come back. Certain other people in our life that I will not mention by name, they say and do things, but when they come back and when they're done, how much better are they actually?
Not really.
They're
They
not.
are not, but just they're faking it. Either they're faking it or they just don't care and they continue doing,
There
well, it
you go.
didn't work, so.
Okay, but that means they're either detached or disconnected. Now, what's the danger of being detached or disconnected, either from yourself, disconnected from yourself, or detached from your mate?
Well, is that whatever relationship you're in or trying to build does not exist. It's just, it's emptiness.
Right?
And there's nothing there.
And the song, remember that song in the 80s, Time? Time makes lovers feel like
None.
they've got something real.
Yeah. No, when I heard that, I'm like, oh, wow. That is so true. You can be together for 50 years, but that does not mean that there was love that at all, that there was passion, that nothing. It's just time.
And when people say, yeah, I'm with my partner, I've told you many times, if you're not really with me while we are physically in the same place, I don't want to be in physically the same place with you. I want to be mentally and emotionally at least where I know, that you know that I know where we both are at all times. And that may seem weird for some men, but if a woman knows herself and can express it to a man, men actually aren't stupid people. They're
No.
actually pretty intelligent.
Yes, we are.
And they're not selfish, and they do have self-control. You were attracted to me while we were dating, but you were able to wait until our honeymoon
Yeah.
because you had discipline and because it was worth it. You had a value system that said it's going to be worth it to do this, to make this sacrifice. And so when we're talking about money, okay, I can make a lot of money with the work that I do. Why have you and I never been on vacation?
Because we don't need one. I just, when we sit down and do things together and hang out or drive around, it's like it's relaxing. Is why go do something that you don't need,
Yeah,
you
we've
know?
never needed to escape from our life. That's usually what a vacation
Yeah,
is.
usually.
And if you're having fun all day, every day with a person that you like, remember when we saw Julie in Starbucks, she actually asked us if we were having an
I know,
affair.
isn't that weird?
That was so
I know.
bizarre.
I'm like,
But what was the
okay.
reason why she gave that she thought that?
Because of the way we're together, we're laughing and talking and just having fun.
So we must have been doing something
Something
bad,
wrong,
something
something
seriously
bad.
dirty. But no, I told her we'd been married for over 25 years, and you can still be like boyfriend and girlfriend if
Yeah.
you know how to communicate in a way that's not going to turn the other person off.
That is true.
Okay, so we're going to take one last break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about all of the secret ingredients that I've been holding out. Anybody who's waited this long to hear them, they have a right to hear all the good stuff now. We'll be right back. This is The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm Gabrielle Cardona.
Of synergy. You read the moment, missed the mind. You judged the move, ignored the design. Every action has a base. Every person has a pace. 16 ways to take it in. 16 ways to lose or win. What
feels normal in your frame to someone else is not the same. You stop reacting, start to see there's a pattern to identity. And when you learn the way they move, you know exactly what to do. That's the power of synergy. Understanding what you don't see, same words but a different code. Different minds on a different road. That's the power when it all aligns. You stop guessing, start reading signs. It's not surface, it's energy. That's the power of synergy. It's not about fixing people.
Welcome back to The Power of Synergy. I'm Gabrielle Cardona, a relationship coach. This is BBS Radio, and I just have to give a shout out to my producer and the owner of the BBS radio station, Donald Newsom. Thank you so much for supporting me. I've done a lot of work over the years with a lot of different institutions, with a lot of different causes. And yeah, this is the genuine article. This is the high quality people. And that's why I stick with BBS radio, because even my listeners, they do want to know the accurate information. They don't just want verbal vomit. Media has become something very toxic, giving people a lot of incorrect information. But when you have something good to offer people, give it to them. You don't have to expect something in return. And that's the principle of marriage. I've written a book, Till Death Do Us Part, with the secrets of how after 32 years, my husband and I are still like boyfriend and girlfriend. When we hang out, we have fun together. I have rules that I stick to, but you know what? I feel like people in the United States, they just want to do whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want. Well, you know what? That's great. Then you're not marriage material. You don't have the ability. You need strength, ability, flexibility, endurance. You need a lot of things in order to synchronize, to synergize with someone and live with them all day, every day. Okay, so again, one last time, the number is 888-627-6008. Now, one of the things that I like to tell people is if you want to put me first, because a lot of people say, you know, put the mask on yourself first. You can't help anybody else until you help yourself, or it's not worth helping someone else if it's going to cost you your life. The principle is 2-2-1. You have to, whatever you ask for someone in the way of time, money, energy, quantity for yourself, to put yourself ahead of them, the return on the investment has to be at least twice as good or twice as much as you would have given to them or been two with for them had they not provided you that, had they not afforded you that. Honey, when I have to stretch or when I have to walk or when I have to listen to music, what are you pretty confident of?
That whatever you're going through, you're going to work through it and you're going to come out perfect. Not perfect, but you know, fine. That
better,
you're much better and healthier. That's,
and it's worth the sacrifice.
Of course it is. It's worth the time, and yeah, it's pretty good actually.
And so that begs the next question of some people, you know, quid pro quo. That's a principle. That's of this for that, right? Mm-hmm. Checks and balances. But punishing someone for the bad or rewarding them for the good, what's going to be more effective?
Usually rewarding people that do good for the good. Yeah, that's because some people do not take punishment as well as others. So
okay.
But all people will always feel good when they're rewarded for something they do.
Exactly.
And they want more of that, so they work harder to get that.
There you go. Because positive is actually more powerful than negative.
Yeah.
Negative is infectious. But when you say to someone, if you do this for me, I'm going to reward you very nicely. How quickly are they going to want to do that again?
Oh,
for you?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. As opposed to, if you do this, I'm going to punish you. Or if you don't do this for me, you know what? That just puts a negative spin on it. And there's no neutral energy. It's either positive or negative. Ignorant, indifferent, impotent, or incompetent. All four of those elements can undermine your connection. But if you have good positive energy and what you're doing, investing in the relationship will always be worth any sacrifice that you make. Okay, the next one is the get out of jail free card. You know what? Let me just ask you this. First of all, it's very important to keep laughter in your marriage. And I always say DOSE, dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. Those two experiences in life that release all four of those chemicals, one is laughter and the other one is orgasm. How important is laughter in a marriage?
Very important.
And you need to laugh at
Very,
yourself,
yeah. That is very important.
but still laugh at the other person without making them feel bad.
Yeah.
And there are some times when you just have to say to someone, we're going to agree to disagree, and give them a get out of jail free card. Your touchstone is, can I still have a good quality laugh with this person? If not, you have got to take a step out and get recentered. And that's what those things that I do are. They're about getting me into my mind and my heart and my body into a good condition. And sometimes you don't even know what you need. But if I know that as an SP, as an ESTP, this is something that I can give you, it's going to be worth it because good is more powerful than bad. And
Definitely.
it is. And in relationships, when you have success together, you strengthen that, the numbers go up. And then, and you stay synchronized, then that also improves your resolve to continue doing things that before you would have given up on. And so I call it an art. Synergy is an art. This is the acronym that I like, ART, appreciation and respect and trust. Honey, I'm attractive. That's part of the reason why I'm on the radio instead of television, because when I'm going through the city, because I work in Phoenix in public transportation, I get a lot of men looking at me and a lot of men hitting on me. How much do you trust men in the world today?
Not much,
How much?
not much at all, to be honest with you.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of rare to find somebody that will actually live up to the how do you call that word? What's the word? To the Sorry, I cannot find the word.
And okay, you probably, especially because you're thinking in English and Spanish,
Yes.
but okay. But the standard, when you have the
Standard.
standard, yes, but how much do you trust me?
Well, I trust you 100%.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that's how I can do the things other people would say, well, if you're gorgeous, your husband's probably controlling you all. No, he's not.
No.
Because the trust, there's respect, there's appreciation. Appreciate actually can mean two things. It can mean to put value on something, increase the value of something, but it also means gratitude. A good marriage is worth a lot, but when you're
It
grateful
is.
for the institution, that's as important as the person. And then respect is about honor and dignity. In marriage, appreciation and respect and trust are equally vital. None of them are negotiable, but the only way those things can continue to maintain and sustain momentum in your synergy of your marriage is if you continually communicate and confirm. And you know what? In 32 years, you've changed a little, I've changed a little,
Yes.
but don't change more than 10% at a time and give yourselves 3 weeks. So if you're going to modify your behavior, give yourselves room and space and each other room and space to grow. And if I'm saying to you, I'm going to give you something, this is what I need, I tell you right away what I need for
Yeah.
what you're getting, and then we talk about it. And if it
Yeah.
works, great. If it doesn't, fine. But we have to go to bed in a good mood.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. And it is not easy, because simple is not the same thing as easy,
No.
but how often has it been worth it?
Very often. I mean,
All day, every day.
every
And
day.
our kids are all grown up now. Now it's just us. And we're like
Yes.
newlyweds again, right? Without anyone
Yes, we
around.
are.
So my website is life-synergy-coaching.com. I have three books. One is Embrace Your True Nature. Find out about who you are before you even get married. One is Till Death Do Us Part, Is Marriage Practical? The other one is The Life Coaching Workbook. Yeah, all three of those books are available on my website, and they have all of the information about how to get healthy and centered in yourself first, and then bringing other people into your life. That's what makes it amazing. Thank you so much for listening to The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. And again, if you want to email me as well, synergyrelationshipcoaching@gmail.com. We'll see you here next week.
It's about knowing what matters to them. You want better relationships? Then read deeper. You want real change? Start with you. Same words, different meaning. Same truth, different seeing. Not conflict, misread signs. Different wiring, different minds. Of synergy. Not guessing, not reacting, understanding that synergy.